Hello and welcome back to The Furnace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now, one of the first words I learnt in the seminary in my spiritual formation is the word compunction. I'm not sure if you've heard of that word before, but you can definitely hear it echoed in the liturgy throughout Lent, especially on Ash Wednesday a few days ago, where we pray that we may have a spirit of compunction. Now, what does compunction mean? Well, it actually comes from the Latin word pungere, which literally means to poke, and that's where we get the word puncture. So compunction then is a kind of interior poking of the conscience. You know that feeling after you've sinned or done something wrong, you have this kind of poking feeling, something has tugged at your heart. It is more than just a sense of guilt, but having a heart of compunction is a kind of grace that allows us to recall the sins of the past and be spurned on to run back to God and avoid evil. Now, it is important to be clear that any sin that has been confessed and forgiven does not need to be reconfessed, but the recollection and awareness of our past sins allows us to remain humble and be motivated to be closer to Him each day. It's not a case of self-pity, but a humble awareness that we have fallen and will continue to fall again without the loving mercy and grace of God. The Ignatian spiritual tradition describes this spiritual poking as like a pricking of the conscience, and when we are far from God, it is of the nature of the good spirit to poke, which often hurts and stings. We often need a good poke sometimes, because that is often the way God likes to bring you back to Himself. Let us pray. Almighty ever-living God, look with compassion on our weakness and ensure us your protection, by stretching forth the right hand of your majesty, through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.